Countdown sale.
Blog Talk Radio.
Countdown weekend, and this is the fourth day. You can purchase the book for, and that book is New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable. And the price has gone up three times, and now it is $4.99. And tomorrow it will be back up at the original price. And that book, of course, is New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Monday, the 21st of March. And it is a spring-like kind of day here in New York. And my name, of course, I am your host, Charlena Pearson, or Charlena P.S., so you don't have to worry about the whole name, but it's Charlena P.S. And again, as I said, the book is New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable. And you are here on Budget Weddings NYC for you. And if you would like to call in and ask me any questions today, you may do so. The number is 347-996-5829. Before we get started, I just wanted to make a couple of announcements. Next time we chat, we will have a special guest, the composer and singer of the intro, which is Supernova. You know that's one of my favorite songs. And she will be here. Her name is Carla Lynn Hall, with talking about her new book. The name of the book is The Love Reset, and it's Understanding That Man Mind as it pertains to you and your love relationship. How to understand it fully so that you're not shooting in the dark, as it were. So she'll be on the 1st of April, woohoo, at my regular time, 6:30 p.m. So that's 11 days from now. So I hope you will tune in and ask her a whole batch of questions, because I'm sure it'll be fun. I'm thinking that she and I should have a class, or maybe I'll have a class based on her book, and then a class on my book and or book. In reference to that. Also, I'm going to let you in on a secret. In about a month and a half, I am going to be introducing another set of books, a bundle of books that will give you the full gamut of wedding planning, from the very first bits of wedding planning all the way through your honeymoon. Getting you through to the honeymoon. So that'll be the bundle around Memorial Day or shortly thereafter. So that'll be fun. And just to let you know, probably the book that is now on sale, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, I think I'll probably delist that book by the mid-April. And it'll be off market for a month and a half as I add updates to it. All righty, so let's get into the show. Now, we've talked about venues, we've talked about Did we talk about places that you could have the wedding? Yes, yes, the ceremony, the reception inn. We talked about that. We talked a little bit. We didn't really talk about cakes, and I'm not going to do that today. I am going to go to chapter 18, and I will also go to chapter 19. So there's a checklist that I think, as I was finishing the book, I thought, you know, there's something missing. And oh, you know, let me take off my earring because it's getting the. There we go. All right. So I thought that a checklist would help the whoever's planning the wedding, whether it's the bride or the groom or someone else, but definitely the couple. It would help them to feel as though everything were under control, even if they were doing it themselves. And even, or you know, even if someone else were doing it, you could just hand them this checklist and say, this is what I need. This is what I need done. So the checklist, it starts off with checklist for the bride. Make sure she has everything with her. Because at the last moment, as you're getting ready for your ceremony, if you're not at the ceremony space, you could leave something behind. Or if you're asking someone else to take stuff to the place of the ceremony, that might be left behind. But if you have a checklist, and this could go for brides or grooms, depending on your sexual preference, but it's a checklist of every possible thing that you could, that unless you add something that's not on the list, of course, and you can just do that. For instance, the checklist for the bride is a bouquet, wedding apparel, including the veil, a tiara, or hat, or undergarments, ring for the groom, transportation to the ceremony venue. Then there's a checklist, of course, for instance, the matron of honor. If they are truly helping you out, then they will keep everything on schedule, no matter where or what the bride might be doing. It's their job to keep the bridal party on schedule. And I put that in because this is so weird. When I was getting married, when my husband and I were getting married, what happened? I stayed with one of my bride at the home of one of my bridesmaids, and then the other two people in the bridal party, including the matron of honor, didn't want to stay there, so they stayed in their own space. So I got up the next morning, and I went off to have my nails done. So the other two arrived at where I spent the night. And instead of getting dressed, they kept wondering, well, where is she? How come she's not back? Now, the thing would have been to get dressed, get on with your whatever you need to do, because by the time I come back or by the time the bride comes back, then everyone can help her because it is her day, right? So it's her day. So as I said, I went off to have my nails done. And there was a mishap, as there would be, with nails and nail polish, and it had to be redone. One nail had to be redone. And then I picked up some flowers for my parents. And then I arrived back thinking that my wedding party would be dressed, that they had waited for me. No, 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 no. Do not do that. Don't do that. That throws off the entire timing of the wedding. So when I arrived, no one could help me get dressed because they were dressing themselves. Craziness, I know. So in any case, the bridesmaid or a matron of honor or maid of honor is there to help the bride as much as possible, including keeping everybody else and themselves on schedule so that the wedding will go on without a hitch. As it happens, luckily for me, I was blessed at the time because if I had not been a member of Riverside Church and possibly not a friend of the wedding coordinator, been charged because we arrived 15 minutes late, which threw the ceremony. Actually, we arrived half an hour late, which threw the ceremony over 15 minutes. So. If you're renting spaces and your matron of honor realizes, or you definitely tell them that there's a charge for being late. So if the matron of honor is not keeping track of time and making sure everybody's on schedule, that could mean that in the end, you, the bride and the groom, will have to pay overages. And we don't want that. Alrighty, so now the checklist for the date planner. Huh, you didn't leave out the date planner. Refer to wedding flow chart provided by wedding couple. Keep wedding on time and running smoothly. Make sure all decorations, programs, and candles are in place at the wedding ceremony location. And your assistant should be at the reception area if different from the wedding location. And then I have a checklist for DJ. Checklist for groom and groomsmen. Now, the best man, keep the groom on schedule and relaxed. A lot of times, men don't show that they're nervous or they're not nervous until the very last moment, and then they get frazzled. So the best man's job is to keep the groom relaxed. Tell him jokes. I don't know. Do whatever guys do. And then also remember the rings and have the boutonnieres for the groomsmen available. And if you, hopefully by the time you get to the wedding day, the best man will have taken a few pointers either from the bride or gone on YouTube. And the boutonnieres, putting a boutonniere is not a hard thing at all. It's just a stick pin, and you stick it through the stem and stick it on the lapel, and you're good to go. It should not be difficult at all, but just in case you need a refresher, there you go. Also, have programs ready for distribution, and as you know, usually the groomsmen, the ushers, they help either side of the family, both sides of the family or community, come into the ceremony space, and then they hand out, if you have programs, so the guests will know what's going on, and also have a keepsake. And if there are special flowers, please have them situated in a designated area. And then I have a couple of others. Now, I also have vendor questions. Bride's dress from a bridal dress shop. If it is not apparent, who is the dress manual? I do apologize. I don't know what happened. Maybe I smiled too broadly and I hit the button, so I'm going to pull this out farther. So anyway, so men's clothing, I believe it was $75, and we picked it up on a Friday and did not have to return them until the following Monday. So we basically had all of the groom's coat, and I think he had his own pants, but maybe not. No, he had his tux pants. The groom's jacket, cummerbund, cravat, and bow tie, from along with all of the groomsmen, and I say all, there were just two additional ones. But they were... It was $75 per guy for 4 days. You didn't have to return them until the following. Oh, no, you know what? There were four guys. Best man, two groomsmen. So three plus the groom. So four guys, $75 each. It was perfect, absolutely perfect. And there was a differentiation, of course, because the groom had a white tux and the groomsman had black. Excuse me, a white jacket, and groomsmen had black. And then they had, the groom had a gold tie, and then the groomsmen had purple. It was lovely. And you mix and match, and it was only $75 per guy. Oh, my goodness. You can't get any better than that. Now, fun things for relaxation, and this is either in terms of the decor, or just so that you can relax as well. Tea lights, romantic bath or dining, or if you have a water feature during your reception, you could do candles on the water feature and then tea lights on the tables. Quite romantic. Or
you and your fiancé could go to old movies or watch television shows that are comedic and have a great time and relieve all sorts of stress doing that. There are other things that you could do. You could go for a walk or a short drive or even a weekend away. And then you might even want to read a book together. My husband and I did read a book together. I don't remember what it was, but you could read something fun, something scary, something to take your mind off of planning for the wedding. Now, I also have in Chapter 19 other questions to ask the vendor. I didn't go through all of them. But for instance, the ceremony venue, the chapel, Riverside Church, there's a picture there of the chapel, which is a very pretty venue. Seats about 200 people, and that is actually where, I think it's 200, maybe it's 125. I don't remember those numbers right now, but that is actually the venue in which my husband and I were married. Very pretty, quite intimate, lovely, gothic interior with gold. Very pretty. And it has a balcony, and that's where my solo is sang from. Anyway, can I have special music? Now, that's a good question because most of the time, I won't say all of the time because it depends on the liturgical place, but most times in liturgical places, they require that you use liturgical music or classical. And the reason that they will allow classical is that a lot of the classical music was either written based on something liturgical or religious, or it was written in honor of a monarch. And monarchs, as you may or may not know, are usually head of the church or definitely head of the church. I'm not going to say head of the synagogue, but during the Renaissance period, the monarch was the head of the church. So, you also want to ask if you can bring a recording. I'm sure that that's going to be a yes. That's more of a yes than a no. Then in non-liturgical music may not be played everywhere. That's why you need to ask. Can you drop flower petals during the ceremony? A lot of places will say no. I know that Riverside says no, and the reason being is that rose petals are quite slippery, especially as they begin to wilt. They get really slippery, and anybody walking down an aisle in heels that they're not quite used to could fall, hit their head, break their neck, just have some sort of injury. So you want to see whether or not you can do that, whether it's real or silk or something else. They might let you do the silk, but again, that's kind of slippery. Or they will let you do, what else is made out of? Nylon? It's not nylon, really. It's a paper-like material that you can get petals made of. You would want to know if there is an additional honorarium paid after the ceremony to the minister or wedding officiant. Now, here's another good question. Can a non-related to the church officiant officiate in the wherever you're going, especially if it's a liturgical space? The answer is probably no. Be surprised, but they don't usually invite other ministers or officiants to come in and perform a ceremony in their space. It's usually whoever is on the collegium. So, alrighty, let's see. And you might want to ask, can the site be used for both the ceremony and the reception? It can save you a lot of time. It could possibly even save you money. It may not, but it possibly can save you money if you do both of them in the same space. For instance, Riverside Church, when we were getting married, if you had your ceremony and your reception in the same space, it was not necessarily a good deal. However, if you had your the rehearsal dinner and the ceremony they would throw in the reception. So see, that is a good price. And I think they still do something like that. So you will want to know if you can use both the ceremony and the reception in the same site. Or if it's not even the same site, in the same because it might be in a different room. If using the same site but different rooms is cost effective, that's another question you can ask. When you are talking about the reception, you could ask, is there a rental fee, and does that include the setup, or is that separately? Does the cleanup fee include time, and how much is it? How much time do you get for cleaning up? Does the cleanup fee include, is it included in the overall pricing, or is it separate? And let's see, also you would ask, is there parking available for you, even if it's just for you and the wedding party? And of course, if it's for your guests, that would be great. It depends on where you're having your reception and your ceremony, for that matter. For instance, I'm going to use Riverside a lot because I am intimately aware of Riverside since I went to Riverside for so many years. Riverside there's a parking garage in Riverside Church, in the bottom of Riverside Church. However, it is not run by Riverside. So sometimes, depending on the event, they will, as long as you have a ticket or the security office stamps it, they will give you a better price than the original price. So if you park in their parking space, you may get away with a discounted price if you have all of the accoutrement or the items that you need to get that discount price. Also, you will want to know, wherever you go, if you can bring in your own caterer. There are a lot of places that will not allow you to do that, and they will ask if your caterer has liability insurance. And they may even ask for them to rent the space, because if they have space and maybe they don't have an exclusive deal with a catering company, they still might insist that your caterer rent the space as well, the kitchen. It may not be included. You want to make sure you know exactly what is included in the overall price. And let's see what else. Oh, you're going to want to ask if you bring in a cake to the reception space, and you're having someone from the space serve dinner, then they would probably also serve the cake. You will need to ask them if there is a slicing fee. Actually, I think it's yes. You're going to have to ask them if there's a slicing fee. Because there just might be, and the cake service and or the cake cutting may be separate from, if they baked it, maybe it's already incorporated in the baking, but if you bring in a cake and you want them to serve it, they may charge you a cutting fee. Also, if you bring in champagne, or sometimes even if you don't bring in champagne, you're going to need to also ask if there is a corkage fee, because sometimes they will charge you separately for however many bottles that they take the cork out of or unscrew if you're using those, and pouring. Sometimes they will, depending on the... there is, for instance, in the Bronx, there is a restaurant that will charge you per glass, and they will give you a, for instance, of how many glasses are in a bottle. They don't charge you specifically per glass, except that they will give you a package for 400, well, not 400 glasses, but for 50 glasses, four times would be 200, I guess. So 200 various glasses of wine and or champagne, and then there's a specific price. I want to say Giovanna, but I don't think that that is Giovanni restaurant, but I don't believe that that is the one. I think it might be, although it might be that one. I'm not sure. And I'm not looking at it in the book. Then another thing you want to ask is how many hours does the reception price cover? And then skipping over to photographer and videography, when you're about to... Oh, my. Did I leave this on speakerphone? I did not think I did, but yes, I did. I apologize. All righty. So what you will want to ask for is to see their portfolio. You may even want to ask them if you can speak to someone that they that used their services in the last 6 months or so you can give them a call. Definitely ask them how much is the deposit. Then also how far in advance is preferable for a reservation, and then when the balance is due. I have questions for the DJ or performer. If you're having something written specifically for your event, you're going to want to ask them if they've done it before, if they've written for an event before, and what type of information do they need, and how long will it take, and what the price is. And then with flowers, you could go with wholesale, a florist, or a floral designer. And my time is gone. I've had a lot of fun these last 4 days, and I hope that I was able to answer questions that you might need or desire for your to have your dream wedding in your city. And if not, you can always give me a call at either 646-504-8067, or you can call me at 926-9583. Alrighty. I look forward to speaking with you again, and I'll talk to you in less than 2 weeks with Carla Lynn Hall and the Love Reset. This is Charlene Apia signing off. Bye-bye.